Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA 3, the stream. Norwalk boys defeat Oski tonight 57-50 on the road. Joined now by Norwalk head coach Aaron Pelzer. And it was maybe a slow start for your team. Well, actually, a fast start for your team. Oski got back in the game, and maybe not the finish you wanted, but in between, lots of good things tonight.
Yeah, I was not overly pleased with the end of the game, obviously, but I think we did some pretty good things for three quarters. We got off to a pretty hot start and got out and got those 11 quick points. And then I think sometimes when that happens, and I've done this long enough to know that you think things are going to be easier than they are the rest of the game. And I thought that quick start for us offensively kind of lulled us to sleep a little bit, and we didn't get ball reversals, and we were trying to do things after one pass. And they kind of settled it on defense and made it tougher for us. Obviously, the end of the game was not very good. We've been talking a lot about taking care of the basketball, and we did about as poor a job of that in the fourth quarter as we could have.
Well, when you built that lead up in the third quarter from about 9 or 10 at the half all the way up to 19 early in the fourth quarter, I think that's probably when you saw a couple of your better possessions of the year as far as the ball moving around the perimeter, inside, outside, and then knocking down shots.
Yeah, we had some really good ball movement during that run. I was happy with how we were played there. We just been preaching pace and decisiveness, and I thought during that run we had really good pace to what we were trying to do, and we were pretty decisive and did a really good job of making that next pass to the guy that had the better shot. We didn't knock all of them in, but I thought it was really good offense.
And Cameron Thomas, you had a really balanced attack tonight, but Cam leads the way with 15, and really just vintage Cam at times, you know, catching the ball on one side of the post, dribbling through the lane, going to his left hand and scoring, running the floor, got the and one off one of those, a block shot on one end, score on the other. So good to see the senior coming through with a big game like that.
Yeah, Cam's playing really good basketball, and we need him to. So I think we just talked the other night, like he's not going to be the taller post player on very many nights at all, but he's shooting 70% from the field, so we've got to throw him the ball down there even more than I thought we did tonight.
Grady Sigrist has missed a couple games, had the concussion earlier in January. Maybe not 100% tonight, but he looked good at times, and how nice to have him back out on the floor.
Yeah, like you could see there were a couple stretches there where we are having a hard time rebounding, and Grady physically can just go do things nobody else on our team can do as far as getting up and getting the rebounds. You could tell he was rusty, and he's not in very good shape again now. So it'll be a process to get him back to where he was before, but we'll work and get him there, and just good to have that full complement of players back.
And in the grand scheme of things, you go 2-0 on the road in the Little Hawkeye this week, get the win at Newton, which was hard fought, and get the win here tonight. Got to be happy to maybe, you had that little losing streak there, but you've broken that now. Can you build some momentum off of this week?
We hope so. I mean, that's the goal is to build momentum. A win is a win. We got two of them this week. Next week, obviously, I mean, the competition level steps up with Ames and Pella again and on the road at Pella. So that's what our schedule is, and we have very few games where, regardless of who we're playing, where we can just show up and not play well and get a W. So we'll have to continue to build on what we're trying to do.
You've reached that halfway point of the Little Hawkeye Conference slate, 4 wins, 2 losses. How would you assess overall just the way they've played in that first half?
You know, I think we're all right. Obviously, there are some things, and we talked about it tonight, just we've got to continue to want to get better. And some of that requires a little bit of hard coaching, and we've got to find a way to take care of the ball better. We cannot turn the ball over against the really good teams that we're going to have to beat at some point in the season, double-digit times, and think that we're going to give ourselves a very good chance.
And Ames on Tuesday night coming into the NPEC, what do you know about the little Cyclones?
They're good. They're good. They're very athletic, very long, and very experienced, and very well coached. So it'll be a tough challenge for us. We played them this summer, and they took it to us pretty good. So we'll be ready to get back out there and see where we are.
That's Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.